If only they knew, the hub for young business minds.
Yes, people, it's Ted Lawler, aka Mr. IOTK from If Only They Knew, the hub for young business minds. In today's podcast, we have international best-selling author and award-winning keynote speaker, Andy O'Sullivan. Now, Andy outlines how to become a more confident person in just a few easy-to-follow steps. So if you want to be a more confident version of yourself, this is the podcast for you. Right, so thank you for coming on. For those that may not have heard of your work, please introduce yourself and what you do.
So my name is Andy O'Sullivan. I'm a public speaking expert. I work with professionals and entrepreneurs to help them to basically uncover their confidence. We all have this confidence in us that kind of gets covered up. We uncover that so that people have that confidence. They can speak up in meetings, speak up wherever they need to have their voice heard, to speak in public. And that, of course, then gives people that success they all need in their careers, in their business, so they get noticed and they can get what is they're trying to achieve.
Brilliant. And I always say to understand who someone is now, it's always good to sort of rewind the clocks a bit and understand what there was like when they was a bit younger. So what was you like when you was younger? Was you as outgoing and as confident as you are now?
No. Far from it. That's why I had to start. I had a corporate career and I was really quiet, very shy, very much an introvert. I never liked speaking up. In fact, you know, I'd always be in the back, even in photographs, you'd see me in the background. I was never the one to go right to the front. Yes. I'd always be in the background. I'd sit in meetings and I'd think, oh, that's a good idea. Should I say that? Maybe I shouldn't. What if I do? And I'd be having these arguments with myself about whether or not I should speak up. Maybe you've done that, right? You sit there thinking about it. And then what so often happens, somebody else says the same thing you were thinking. And people go, yeah, great idea, Ted. We should do that. And that happened to me so often, right? So often. And I was realizing it's those people who have the voice, those people who speak up in meetings, right? And then also the people who give presentations, the people who always get in there. They're the ones in my career, I noticed, got noticed, promoted, and rewarded. Their career went up, mine just flatlined. I never got that success. So that is why, in the end, I had to force myself, and it was force myself, to start developing my public speaking skills, to get that confidence. And I've got to be honest, it's a long journey. It's a horrible journey. I hated it at the time. Pushing myself, going to events, signing up for courses. You know, I used to go on them, and I used to leave my office, I remember, going to one. And if from lunchtime onwards, when I first started signing up, I'd be thinking, don't go. They're going to make me talk. I don't want to go. I used to hate it. And that little voice said, why go? Why go then? Go home. And then apart from, no, I'm going to go. And I remember getting on the bus to the venue. And every time I live in London, and there's a lot of tube stations, railway stations. And I'd always be, that little voice would be saying to me every time we got to the station, you could get off there. You could go home. You could go and have some beer and a pizza. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You're going to do that. I did not want to go to any of these events. I was so scared. Before I even walked in the venue, when I got there, my heart was pounding, my palms were sweaty. This was before I'd even gone into this training course on public speaking. I was petrified of it. But, you know, it was a long journey and it was really stressful. But now I look back, I'm glad I did it because it's given, I now have a full understanding of what it's like to be scared of perhaps speaking in public. I understand what it's like when you haven't got a voice. And I can use all my experience now to help people in the same situation, to help them to find their voice, to uncover their confidence, or say, well, we all have, you just covered over, so they can get the success that they're looking for in their business.
How damaging is it then? You sort of mentioned your example there, but how damaging is it to be so quiet and such an introvert? Because I remember when I was at school, everyone would be like, oh, he's just a quiet kid. Like, and there'll always be that person, like you said, in the background all the time. Oh, they're just quiet. Is that okay? Or is it damaging to be like that throughout life?
I think it's a sad fact that if you're quiet, you're not appreciated.
Yeah.
Right? It's a sad fact, right? I had the theory, and I worked with people as well, had the same kind of theory that, and it wasn't a thing, you just do it. I used to be the first one in the office. I'd be the last one out. I'd work really hard, do really tons of work. And I thought that would get me the success. But what I kept seeing time and time again was newer, more confident, but less experienced colleagues were always the ones who got the success because they had the voice. When you have a voice, people seem to value you more, appreciate you more. So first of all, you're speaking up in meetings. You're the one who's contributing, asking questions, engaging with people. You're also the one standing at the front of the room or maybe run a Zoom meeting these days, giving presentations. You're getting noticed. And it's just raising your profile.
Mm.
So that's the first thing. That's why it's so, so important.
Yeah.
And then as you build that confidence, it helps you with your social skills. So you're more likely to engage with people when you meet them, when you're on Zoom meetings, when you're, we're back in physical meetings, when we're meeting with people. You see, it builds up your social skills in many ways as well. What I found is that I was thinking like a comfort zone we have around us, and we're very happy in that comfort zone. But when as we grind our public speaking skills, we're taking it one step further outside and we're pushing it. Then we take another and we're pushing it. But that comfort zone doesn't just expand for public speaking. It expands around us for all parts of our life. So I was amazed as I started doing this, how much more confident I just generally felt. Mm. Ringing up customer services with a complaint, dealing with people. It just had such a huge impact. So it does make such a difference to our lives. I would say if you can develop your public speaking skills, even if you never give a presentation, it will still make a massive difference to the success you are going to achieve.
Definitely, I agree. How long was you in that sort of, in that old version of you, I guess, in that stage where you was quiet? And then how long did you say you was in that stage for? And then how long have you been in this new stage? And what are the key differences you've sort of seen?
I was very late before I decided. I felt I had to change.
Had to.
Yeah. So I admire people who start it when they're young. I mean, I some people are 18 years old, and I admire them realizing at that stage. For me, I was late 30s before I started doing something about it.
Wow.
I felt forced to do something about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then the transformation has been incredible. I wouldn't have the confidence to be talking to you today without going through that journey. I wouldn't have the confidence to be running events, speaking in front of hundreds of people without having that confidence. I've been to events before where they've asked me, at the last minute, can you go up and speak in front of hundreds of people? And I turned up as a guest, and they had problems. And they said, can you do something for us? I would never have been able to do that before.
Yeah.
Never. You know, I'd run a mile if they'd asked me to go up on stage and speak. So it just makes such a difference. I'm really passionate about the difference that confidence can make. And the key thing is everyone, and I honestly believe everyone can do it.
That's it.
Everyone has it in them. Actually, may I share a quick story?
Yeah, sure. Feel free. Yeah.
So I'm now very active, as you know, Ted, on a new application, Clubhouse. And we had a lady came on there the other week, literally a week ago today. And she came to speak. She managed to say one sentence. And that was it. She literally had a panic attack. She was that anxious. Yes, right? Which is not what you want, a live event, right? Somebody basically having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Right? That's how scared she was. We had a chat on the thing, and I said, look, message me and we'll have a chat offline. So we jumped on a Zoom call and we had a chat. And she's sharing how stressed and anxious. She has not been on a date, she says, for 17 years. She's so stressed about going on the first date. Right? That's how stressed she was. Right? We spoke for half an hour. And that was it all it took for her. Half an hour. Right, she came back the next day and was chatting merrily on the Clubhouse room. Right? Literally, it's transformed her life. She joined me. I run groups, and she joined me on one of those yesterday. And she was answering questions off the cuff. I mean, that is what I love so much, that you can just literally transform somebody's life. That's why I say everybody has it in them. Everybody does. Even if people listening do not think that they can do it. I honestly believe everybody can. That's why I say we just need to uncover it. It's there. It just gets covered up by society, by our teachers, by our managers. It just needs uncovering. Let it out, and then we can all get that success.
what were some of the ways that you uncovered it? You sort of, from what I gathered, you sort of just diving in sort of allowed you to be in that deep end, I guess, diving into the deep end. What are some of the things that people can do, especially the young people that listen to this? You know, out of the thousands of young people listening, I'm sure that so many of them have a level of anxiety, and some of them, like the example you just given, is probably crippling anxiety in terms of their confidence. So what can people listening do to sort of boost their confidence?
First of all, if you're going to learn like any new skill, and it is a skill, you need to take action.
Yes.
Right. Unfortunately, and I tried this myself, I've got to be honest, I'm so scared, watching YouTube videos, reading books, blog posts, you don't learn public speaking that way.
Yeah.
I even went to events. I was so scared. And my plan was, and I literally did plan this out, I was going to get there just as it started. Then I won't have to talk to anyone. I would sit at the back, absorb it, and then leave quickly. Right? Great. And I did. But you don't learn anything that way. I mean, you can watch me riding my bicycle. You can listen to me talking about riding my bicycle. You can watch videos on it. You can read a book on riding a bicycle. But until you get on it, you will never know how to ride a bike. Mm. So as scary as it can seem getting on the bicycle for the first time, as it can be speaking up, I'd encourage everybody to do it. Right? Take the action. Right? That's so important. Find places where you can practice. Don't wait until it's a business critical presentation before you decide to start taking action.
Yeah.
You want to start doing it beforehand. To find another analogy, if you're going to run a marathon, there's no point starting to prepare a couple of weeks beforehand. You've got to prepare a long time. But people do.
Yeah.
A number of people have said to me, a great example is, can you help me with a best man speech? And I say, yes, of course I can. When is it? And it's like 2 days' time. A wedding wasn't arranged for 2 days' time, right? We can all do this. It's uncomfortable. So therefore, we procrastinate on it. We pull it out of our mind. Because if we don't think about it, we don't get stressed, right?
Yes. We're not,
we get stressed. We don't think about it. We leave it literally to the last minute. So but whether you've got a presentation coming up or not, whether you even want to speak in public, I'll say learn the skills. Because it will help you in your life.
Mm.
I promise you.
Yeah.
If you learn them now, it's a lifelong skill. It's not something you learn once and forget. It will just make such a difference to everybody. So first of all, think about taking action. Find somewhere to practice. Find somewhere where you can get support and develop the skill. Now, when it comes to speaking in public, my second tip would be always prepare as early as you can. You can never prepare too early. Never. I mean, example, I was talking to somebody who's a professional speaker yesterday. He has a speech coming up in 18 months' time, and already he's thinking about it.
That's right? It. Yeah.
18 months. Always prepare early. The earlier you prepare, it gives you time to then rehearse and practice. And you can't do too much of that, right? Mm. You're rehearsing, you're practicing, you're becoming comfortable with whatever you're going to be speaking about. You can remove any words. It's so strange sometimes when we're speaking that a word just flips us up. It could be a simple word, but you've got time to remove it. You've got time to become comfortable. Make sure it flows nicely.
Mm.
So then you can prepare, you can practice, you can get used to it. And that all these things make you feel comfortable when you're going to give the speech, presentation. Mm. Then the next 2 weeks, so when it comes to the day, always arrive early, be it on Zoom, be it in a physical venue, wherever you're speaking, you want to be comfortable with the technology you're using. For example, if I was doing a presentation on a Zoom meeting, I would say, practice it beforehand. Zoom, you can set up a private meeting just for yourself, even on a free account. Give the presentation. Use the technology. Practice with it. Make sure it all does as you want it. Record it on Zoom. Watch it back. There's so much value in recording yourself and watching it back. Now, I know people can feel uncomfortable watching themselves back. There's so much value in it.
There is, yeah.
There really is. Right.
Yeah.
Lots of people record it, but they're not even watch it back.
Yeah,
right.
It's so pointless. Yeah,
it is, right. And I'd say, well, I've got to watch it. What, you know, see you give the speech. You should have to.
Yeah,
there is so much there you can get back.
Hmm.
So watch it back. If you're going to be given a physical room, try and rehearse in the room if you can. But certainly get in the room, get to the meeting early, stand at the front of the room, see it, and it all just makes you feel more comfortable with it. And the other overriding point, whenever you're speaking in public, is to think about why are you speaking?
Yes.
What is the purpose of it? Right? And the only purpose is to transmit, to give something to the audience. The first word part of presentation is present. And we're giving a present to somebody. What are we sharing? Right? So that's where the focus has to be. Too often, what it becomes is, what if I forget my words? What if I look silly? What if they ask me an awkward question? Mm. We start getting internal and building up all this anxiety. As I always said, if you start projecting outwards and focus on who it is you're speaking to, we can't be holding two simultaneous thoughts and worrying at the same time as thinking of our audience. So focus outwards, focus on them. And then if you're doing that again, you feel more relaxed and you're feel calmer and it helps your success. Just try and follow those steps as you go through. But the key has to be to take action.
And you spoke about time as well. Obviously, the earlier you start, the better. But how easy is the whole process? Like, if I have a public speaking thing set for the end of this year, I'll start now, which is based on what you said, like a decent time to sort of get prepared, plenty of time. How easy is that transition for most people, do you think, to sort of get that confidence and be ready? Is it fairly easy enough if you get started early enough?
I don't think you can start too early, right? You can always... How can you have your presentation ready too early? Right. So I know in life we don't normally get months and months to practice generally. You know, a client or a manager or somebody is demanding it much quicker. But as soon as you know about it, start thinking about it. Yeah. I think the subconscious is so powerful that when you're thinking about it, it starts coming up with ideas. Mm. Write them down. And personally, I like writing because when we type them, we can easily delete them. And then they're gone forever.
Yeah.
Whereas when you write them, they're always going to, even if you put a line through it, it's always going to be there. And then it provokes other thoughts. Mm. Right? The temptation when you type is you decide you don't want to cover that. And you just backspace and get rid of it. It's gone. And it's literally gone.
Yeah.
But keep a note of any thoughts that come to mind as you start structuring your speech. Lay them out. And then I see the key is to think about it in advance. The mistake I used to make would be, okay, I've got to give a speech. I'll do it at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And then I wouldn't think about it at all. And then 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, I sit down on a laptop, open up PowerPoint and think I'm going to create it. But then suddenly now the pressure's there. You've got to create it. Yeah. Whereas it's, you know, literally, how can you create everything straight away? Yeah. The key is to be thinking about it. Mm. Okay, what do I want to cover? Just make some notes. Make them on your phone app if you prefer, but make notes about what it is that you want to cover. Unless you just jot them down, and that just helps you become more creative to create the content. Start laying it out, and always lay out what you want to cover before the slides if you're using them. Right. Too often, people create the slides and then fit the content around the slides.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I used to do that. Right?
Yeah.
This is a great thing. I've made every single mistake there is going. Right? Everyone, right? People too often open up. They're going to create a person. Open up. Their laptop, open up PowerPoint or Keynote and start creating the slides. They come last if they are even needed. There's no default that you have to have slides.
Of course.
Think about if they're there. Remember, you are the presentation. People come to see you. People aren't coming to see some slides. They're coming to see you.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
If they come to see a slide, you might as well email them over. Coming to see you.
Yeah, that is so true, isn't it? Like you are the main attraction. Like, I guess maybe for some people listening, that might help. That game, that almost like gamification sort of thing. Like you're the main attraction. You're the star. Like go out there, pretend you are the one everyone came to see sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not the slide, not everything else. Everything else is sort of additional extras. You focus 100%. On the value. I love that point.
It is. That's all it is. And the point you just raised there about everybody came to see you, right? Which is 100% right. Everybody has come to see you. And everybody will be wanting you to succeed. Yeah. Everybody rooted. We often think they're going to challenge us. They're going to embarrass us. And this builds up pressure and anxiety as well, right? About all these people. But what it is, they want you to succeed. I mean, people often say they're going to trip me up. They're going to ask me all questions. But you think about it. How often have you gone to a meeting and thinking, really hope he messes up? I really hope she her slides go wrong today and it's a disaster. But we don't, do we? We never pick that.
Never.
All right? And it, and if somebody does in any way stumble, we feel sorry for them. We want them to succeed. Right? Because if somebody is in front of us and looking uncomfortable, we feel uncomfortable. If they're enjoying it and succeeding, then we feel more comfortable. Right? So no, we never do it. But for some reason, we think that's what everybody else is going to be doing. Right? We think they're going to be doing that to us. And people are. People generally, they'll want you to succeed. They might challenge something you said. They'll ask a question, but that's perfectly reasonable. But that's different to wanting you to fail and wanting you to, you know, be embarrassed in any way. People are generally there to support you. It's hard to believe sometimes, but they are.
That's it. No, I love that. And I know we're short on time today, so I'll just quickly fly through these last things. Because this one, like I said to you before the recording, most of my podcasts this season have been short but so impactful. So I'm literally loving it. It's perfect. But one thing I just wanted to throw in, I'm not sure if you've heard of Myers-Briggs type indicator at all.
I know of them, yeah.
Know of it. Yeah, yeah. I just thought that might be a good tool for anyone listening that wants to sort of understand their personality type a bit more and where they get their energy from, whether they're an introvert, whether they're an extrovert, because believe it or not, I'm an introvert and I can still get on stage and talk, but it just means that after that talk, I may be absolutely shattered because all the energy like has been too much for me and I need to spend some time by myself. So I thought that was just a nice little thing to throw out there, you know?
I think anything you can do to know yourself better, any type of self-development is, any time you spend doing that is time well worth spent. Whatever it is you're doing, getting to know yourself, getting to know your strengths, getting to know areas that you can improve in. I think it's just one constant throughout life. It's just self-development and grind all the way through. Anything you can use, 100% in favor of.
That's it. And final thing then, like I said, I know we're short on time. What do you want your legacy to be? Because you seem to be giving a lot of value. You've given a lot of value during this call. So personally, what do you want your legacy to be?
I generally love it when I change lives.
Yeah, I can tell.
And that is really, oh, thank you. But that is it. I love changing lives. I did that lady the other day, and hopefully I'm doing that in the clubhouse rooms and all the Facebook lives and other events I do. It's generally changing lives, helping people to be better versions of themselves, helping them not to have that same crippling fear of speaking that I had that held me back for so many years. If I can help other people to avoid that, even just one person, then that to me would be an amazing legacy.
That's a powerful purpose. And I'm sure that keeps you sort of driving on every single day, which is amazing. The last thing then, the floor is now yours. If there's a final message you'd like to give our audience, or you'd like to tell them where to find out a bit more about yourself and the great work you do, and potentially how they can get involved as well, please do let them know.
Oh, thank you. So my final message would be, do it. Just do it, honestly. I didn't do it for many, many years and it held me back. Start speaking, find opportunities. And that, if don't try and get the confidence before you speak. By speaking, you will get the confidence. It will start growing. For contacting me, I have the company, academyofpublicspeakers.com. You're welcome to visit there. There's some free resources. I also run weekly events where people come along to practice their public speaking skills, again, that you can see on that website. You're welcome to come along and start. We have a wonderful friendly, and this is it, it's a friendly, supportive community where people are helping each other on that journey to grind their public speaking skills. Everybody's welcome to come. It's on that page there, academyofpublicspeakers.com.
Brilliant. That's it. You heard it, everyone. Get involved and hopefully you can use some of the tips in this podcast to go ahead and boost your confidence and get out there and get your message heard. Thank you so much, Andy. It's been a pleasure. And thank you to everyone listening.
If only they knew the hub for young business minds.